Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Judge and Congress members oppose mountaintop mining rule. For a second time, a federal judge in Charleston, West Virginia, has ruled that mountaintop mining permits that allow the dumping of mine waste into streams and valleys are illegal. The ruling comes within a week of a decision by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and the Environmental Protection Agency that would expand approval for such mining operations. Federal District Court Judge Charles Hayden ruled that all permits issued by the Army Corps of Engineers to allow mining waste to be discharged into waterways are inconsistent with the Clean Water Act and therefore illegal. Hayden also ruled that the new regulations signed by the Corps and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency last week to legalize this practice were not within these agencies' authority under the Clean Water Act and contrary to both the letter and the spirit of the law. The Corps and the EPA acknowledge that valley fills are not legal under the Clean Water Act, explaining that the problem is one of differences between the two agencies' legal definitions of fill material. Hayden ruled that Section 404 of the Clean Water Act was enacted for the purpose and with the effect of allowing disposal of only one type of pollutant or waste, dredged spoil, such as that produced during channel deepening in waterways. That waste does not include overburden from mining operations, Hayden said. The mining overburden can also not be defined as fill material under Section 404, Hayden added, because that term refers to material deposited for some beneficial primary purpose, for construction work, infrastructure improvement, and development in waters of the United States, not waste material discharged solely to dispose of waste. This is the second time that Judge Hayden has ruled mountaintop mining permits to be illegal. In October 1999, Hayden issued an injunction against any mining permits that violated a federal buffer zone regulation which prohibits coal operators from putting waste piles in perennial and intermittent streams. But in April 2001, an appeals court threw out that ruling, agreeing with West Virginia's assertion that state officials could not be sued in federal court over what the West Virginia Division of Environmental Protection contended was a state regulatory matter. The state sovereign powers, which are protected by the 11th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, should have prevented Hayden from hearing that case, the court ruled. In that case, the West Virginia Highlands Conservancy and a group of West Virginia residents who live near coal mines filed suit against the state, charging that the state was not properly enforcing mining regulations which require a 100-foot buffer zone between mining activities and streams. In the case on which Hayden ruled last week, however, a conservation group, Kentuckians for the Commonwealth, sued the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, a federal agency, avoiding the federal-state conflict which undermined Hayden's earlier ruling. Members of Congress also attacked the Bush administration's attempt to legalize mountaintop removal mining this week. A bipartisan group of House members announced at a Capitol Hill press conference that they will introduce legislation to counteract the proposed rule change. The legislation would amend the Clean Water Act by adding a key portion of a second regulation, first adopted in 1977, that prohibits the Corps from permitting industries, including coal mining companies, from filling waters with waste material. In March, a dozen senior House Republicans, led by Representative Chris Shays of Connecticut, wrote to President George W. Bush, urging him to reconsider this ill-advised and dangerous rulemaking to allow mining waste disposal in streams and valleys. They were joined on April 30th by 57 members of the House of Representatives, led by Frank Pallone, a New Jersey Democrat who sent a letter to EPA Administrator Christy Whitman conveying their strong opposition to the proposed rule. On May 1st, two senators sent a letter to President Bush asking him to stop his administration's efforts to overturn this Clean Water Act provision. A letter from Senator Jim Jeffords, the Vermont Independent who chairs the Environment and Public Works Committee, and Joseph Lieberman, the Connecticut Democrat who chairs the Wetlands Subcommittee, stated, "The proposed rule would jeopardize the health of the nation's streams, wetlands, lakes, rivers, and other waters." And we thank the Environment News Service for this story. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Don't compromise in the face.